Well, let's talk with Harley Pasternak, who's a celebrity trainer and nutritionist, who joins us this morning to also talk about the good fats, the bad fats. He's going to give us the skinny on fats.
You know, during the 80s and 90s, we were bombarded with really confusing messaging that fats are bad for us and we should just have as much carbohydrate as we can. And obviously we know today that that's not exactly the message of health. So we really need a balanced diet, of which healthy fats are an essential part of a healthy diet. You know, studies show that people who eat certain fats live longer, they're good for your heart, they fight certain cancers. And so eating foods like salmon, avocado, nuts are very good, healthy sources of fats.
Harley, does it come down to moderation?
Yeah, it definitely comes down to moderation, but at the same time, it comes down to balance. And certain foods, as long as they're in balance with one another, your carbohydrates, your fiber, your protein, and your healthy fats, you're going to live a very long, healthy life.
You've worked with a lot of people, everybody from Robert Downey Jr. to Megan Fox. Do these people seek you out? Do you? How do you make that connection?
I stalk them, find out where they live, and just show up with a set of dumbbells.
Excellent.
No, these are people that have I've been hired by the film studios or the record labels, and have been ordered to get them into shape. And usually we start off on one project, and it goes well, and then we continue on. And I've been with some clients for almost 20 years.
What are some things we can do to prepare for different types of food that we're putting together, especially at breakfast time? I have trouble figuring out a good breakfast.
Well, I always say every meal should start with a good quality protein. So breakfast, I'll have an egg white omelet in the morning, and I'll have some fresh basil for my garden. I'll have some avocado. I'll have some tomato in my omelet. And then with that, I'll have either a bowl of berries or some really high fiber toast. And you've got the protein, you've got your healthy fat, you've got your fiber, you've got all the components you need. And that's actually how I ended up partnering with Haas Avocado. There's certain ingredients that always keep coming up in all my books. And, you know, avocados, they're full of naturally good fats, they're cholesterol-free. And certain other ingredients like apples I'm always talking about. I'm talking about certain kinds of fish, certain whole grains. And it's just important you find ways to bring these into your diet throughout the day.
When you talk about egg whites, are you talking about a specific product, or do you actually crack open that egg and scoop out the yellow part?
For many years I did. But now you can buy egg whites. They're abundant in all the grocery stores. They tend to be pasteurized. That being said, you don't need to buy them. You can still buy traditional eggs. And I always like to use one yolk with my omelet, because there's one of the amino acids is in the yolk, it's not in the white, so they're very complementary to each other.
How do I know if I'm getting a ripe avocado? I go and I buy my avocados, two for $5 or whatever they're showing, and then I'm squeezing it, I'm thinking, okay, I have to let this sit. 2 days later, I go grabbing it, and it falls apart in my hand. Any tips so I can still enjoy this without being frustrated?
Well, I like to bring an MRI machine for grocery shopping. No, you just when you squeeze it, you just want it to give just a little bit. You obviously don't want it to be so rock hard that it doesn't give at all, but at the same time, you don't want you to be able to put your thumb straight through the whole thing. It's just a little bit of give is perfect, and then depending on how ripe it is, it's better or more ideal for different sorts of recipes for soups, salads, sandwiches, even smoothies.
We're talking today with Harley Pasternak, celebrity trainer, nutritionist. Let's talk just a little bit about exercise. Any good tips that you can give? You talked about showing up with dumbbells.
Right.
Maybe that's something, and we're not, that's something that people have around the home, or they, you know, is relatively inexpensive, but still can do the job.
Yeah, you don't need to have free weights. If you happen to have dumbbells, I think they're great tools. If you've got cans of soup, bottles of water, your own body weight sometimes can be great resistance. But it's really about moving. You know, move from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to bed.
So just keep moving, and that's you'll soon find out that you've actually done a lot. That's why when we talk to some of our health experts in the community here, they talk about those step counters that you can wear. So after the end of a day, you realize, gee, I have been moving quite a bit.
I'm a big fan of an activity monitor. I use a little Fitbit Zip, whatever you use, as long as you're keeping track. And it's a great little tool to remind yourself, like, gosh, I've been sitting a lot today, or I've been so active today, I don't need to go to the gym. It's a great tool to have.
So it's for everybody who's busy and they don't think they have enough time, just a little bit of walk around the office can do the job sometimes.
Or maybe, look, the Cavs need some help right now. I think there's an opportunity there to get some more physical activity and maybe bring back LeBron.
That comes back to when I get my seats and I have to be in the nosebleed section, climbing all those steps to get to the section that I got the tickets. That's also good, too. As long as I don't get the guy who has the concessions to come by too often, I'm pretty good to go for that. Our guest today, Harley Pasternak, the celebrity trainer and nutritionist. If people want to find out more about you or the things you've been talking about, any place for them to check out?
Yeah, they can follow me at Twitter, at Harley Pasternak, or they can go to loveonetoday.com to find out more about healthy avocado.
Sounds great. Harley, thanks for sharing the time this morning.
Thank you so much.